Well, Dean, Pittsburgh, I know you've seen Pittsburgh a lot of times, probably grew up watching Pittsburgh, but and I imagine because you play them twice every year, you spend a lot of time in the off season thinking about what they did, what you're going to do, and so forth, but that changes drastically, doesn't it, without Ben Roethlisberger?
Not drastically, no. What Ben brings to the table is his scrambling ability and make mm-hmm. loose plays. He doesn't change the running game. He doesn't change the pass routes, so... You know, the thing that Ben does different than most quarterbacks is, you know, the guy can scramble and he does a good job of scrambling and getting, making loose plays. So, but when you prepare, you know, they're going to run the same power scheme, power O, they're going to run the same stretch scheme, same zone runs. You know, the passing game isn't going to all of a sudden in a week change everything they did in OTAs and training camp. Those are the routes that they run. They're just probably going to pick out the ones that they think Byron can throw the best, and that's what they're going to use.
Yeah, but one thing you'd mentioned, they're number one on third down conversion, and a lot of that is probably Ben getting out and sustaining the play and making a play downfield. And previous years when we've talked about this, you're always talking about we got to keep Ben in the pocket. We can't let him roll out to his right. Does it change maybe the way you rush the passer then with Byron Leftwich in there?
Well, I think it might change some, but I think the biggest key there on why they're so successful on third down is if you look at it, they're in a lot of third and two to third and four.
Yeah, that helps.
And because
of
the running game.
Yeah.
And because of the short passing game and stuff like that that they do on early down. So that doesn't necessarily reflect Ben. That reflects their scheme. And I think that's why they're so successful on third down. And add into the fact that Ben makes a lot of loose plays. Will we change it a little bit? You know, probably a little bit. But most of all, you're playing the scheme.
You say losing Ben doesn't change the running game. But might change it that they might run more than they did with Ben in there?
Well, see, here's the thing I think that everybody kind of forgets, that Byron Leftwich isn't any rookie.
Right.
I mean, this guy's a veteran quarterback who I think took Jacksonville to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been around a long time. He's been in this system now for quite a while. The other thing about it is, don't forget, this guy faces their defense every day in practice. So it isn't like every day in practice he goes out there and doesn't get any reps. He goes against their defense. He's getting a great look, you know, with all their pressure schemes and coverage and stuff. So, you know, I think we're facing a darn good quarterback here.
Well, you're going to be without Jimmy Smith now. He's going to be out for a while with the sports hernia surgery that he had today. And they got Mike Wallace. You're down, you know, you had three corners going in, three, what do you think, first-team corners. You're down to Kerry Williams now. Is this a situation where maybe you might match up somebody?
Wait and see.
I'm not saying anything over the air. Right, yeah.
Wait and see.
All right, well, how much does losing Jimmy, you didn't have him the last game, so I guess maybe it's not as bad as, you at least had one game on your belt without him.
Right. Well, we didn't know we didn't have him right until right up to the beginning of the game. So, hey, we just got to make do. Guys got to come in. We got to do the scheme that we got, and they got to play it.
All right. Well, good luck this week.
Thanks,
Coach.
Dan.
All right.